Welcome back, everybody. This is JT Las Vegas Podcast. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We're coming live from Las Vegas. Shout out to all the memorable people out there, bro. And on this one, you know, the deep state's talking about the soldiers. And, you know, we have soldiers. We have retail soldiers. And, you know, most of the women nowadays are looking like they're ready for a war effort. Like they're ready to hit the factory, dude. Actually, they look like they're ready to hit the battle lines, and some of the dudes are ready to hit the factory to help. You know, but that's neither here nor there, baby. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm coming live from Circus. The epitome of Nazi won the war. Me and my family came out here. And, you know, they have an adventure dome. And no, I'm not talking about you when you're a lady, when you get, you know, that birthday. And you're like, yo, we about to get that sloppy toppy from the back this time, dude. So shout out to you. But man, we got some worldly takes today. We have, you know, the Iran president dying in a leader dying in the helicopter crash. Shout out to helicopters. And much more. Now let's get it. Alright, man. So we got JT here, bro. And so shout out to my fade right now, if you can see it. You know, I had a barber's appointment. Shout out to my barber. He set me up for the old like swipty swap, dude. I get off work, I pull up to his shop, I'll be getting my haircut for 4 years from the same dude. Getting tagged up from the same dude for 4 years, dog. And I get there in his big old like Federal Fallon homies, big old white boy. Cats all over, can tell he spent time with a pen. Probably pinning dudes down and clapping cheeks, dude. Clapping cheeks and taking nicknames, dude. But I pulled up fresh off of work. I love feeling like ready to get this haircut done on a Friday on payday. And he's like, hey, your Chris is four? I was like, yeah, he said he can't do it, and he said I could get it. I was like, so caught off guard. I was like, all right, bet. And then, just, dude, it's basically like I got fucking raped, dude. It's like you were getting a massage, and someone just snuck up behind you, and was like, you turn around, and you're like, what do they call that, the Houdini? I got Barber Houdini, bro. Fucked up, man. And then, so the haircut's not the same, dog. If that ever happens, you back out immediately. Never trust the backup, dog. The substitute teach. He ain't got it like that, man. So, you know, we're out here showing up looking like, damn, bro, I don't even know. Like, he basically didn't outline he didn't shape my top. So I just look like a bulbous dickhead, dude. You know how white boys are, what do they say? My Mexican homie back in the day, he's like, white guys are, their cocks are chodes. Black guys are, Mexicans are thin and skinny. And black guys are the mix between the two. And I was like, damn, that's some fucking science, dude. That's what's up. So it all adds up, dude. Don't even check the receipts, bro. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing. What else we got going on, big dog? So I got bamboozled by my barber, and now I'm like, bro, you know when it's just time, it might be time to break up with your boy, dude. You're just like, why'd you have to do me dirty like that, bro? So I went from an old Mississippi guy that like lived through slavery cutting my hair, and it was just too disrespectful to stop seeing him. He was fucking my head up. Those dudes, those older, as you get older, the fucking hand gets heavier. My dentist just leans on my jaw like it's fucking going out of style. And then I heard this story about this fucking elbow leaner dentist, and he just slipped and just gutted an eyeball out. Yeah, dude. You think it's eye for eye until it's fucking teeth for fucking eye, dude. It's tit for tooth. Yeah, man, I'm just on top of the circus parking garage right now. And, you know, we catch the feeling when anything's in the city. We're like, yo, you know, we're just going to kick the family. Daddy's going to do his podcast and float around. Push a stroller with a beer in one hand. Hey, shout out to the dads pushing strollers with a tall boy in one hand. Balance some bags in the other. Still getting her dump. You know, this beer's for you. But that's what Memorial Day's for, right? All the dads that left and fucking are memorable of us. That's like half my cousins. Shout out to them. But man, yeah, that reminds me, dog. We're setting up a, it's, you know, it's festival season. We just had a bunch of festivals here. All these lonely, freaky people with money looking to just, you know, go nut to butt with strangers and crowds. The people that want to get to the front the most, like, I need to get to the front of the concert. They have a secret agenda. They're trying to cop a feel, dude. Bisexual, again, dude, whatever. They're touching and everything, dude. And then I heard the Chinese got that fucking, you know how they got that finger roll, that touch? They're picking pockets, dude. Flipping your iPhone for like two family members from the government. So shout out to them. But Mando, yeah, shout out to Adventure Dome. Circus. And yeah, man, I was in this parking garage pulling up and shit, dog, and this parking garage is like built for the 1950s, so it's all small shit. And we're just nearly missing people and like having rage fits in like 10 seconds. And then parking next to the people we're having fits with. I was like, dude, is this like having a near-death experience and then parking in the same parking lot as someone? You're like, that's crazy. There's nothing more embarrassing, dude. You're like, are one of us gonna pull a fucking gun right now, dude? This is how the Cowboys felt when they pulled into the, what do they call that, dude? The place. The old corral. Yeah, and then my lady bought me open-toed shoes. I'm not used to open-toed shoes. I mean, I was using the thong sandals. For some reason, one of my like bisexual steroid uncles put me on thong sandals, and I was like, yo, these are the fit, dude, you have grips. I got the open-toed shoes. I forgot to put shoes on when I left the house. I was like, dude, if there's a shooting, I'm not gonna reach my full speed capacity. Last time they catch me tripping, people, you know what I'm saying? It ain't never gonna happen. And we ain't never gonna stop. But man, dog, you know, and I was thinking about it the other day, man, like in 2006, something, somewhere at the time when I was still growing up, we were dropping, you know, when people started being like awkward, like being too good for shit, awkward, those awkward moments are what make life, dude. So make shit awkward, dude, fuck that. You want to know about that, make it as awkward as possible and get comfy in the awkwardness. But you know, I saw the Met Gala too. They're the ones who started the transient. They started the homeless style and the transient costumes. So everyone's saying it looks like the Hunger Games. Yeah, it's because that shit's going on right now, dude. Everything you're fed is a storyline to control the reality. But yeah, I don't know. That could be neither here nor there. It's always funny when people live in their own reality and they're ignorant and you're like, damn, that homie really believes his truth. So does that make it his truth? I believe so. If Mark Twain fucking succeeded, dude, anyone could. He's not though. But man, yeah, that leads us to the age-old discussion. Is it worth the time to like de-wrinkle the back of your clothes? I look like Batman with Gotham. That's my family belongs to. But like, yeah, come on. should you de-wrinkle your clothes on the backside? Because it's all, the front is all that matters. And when you sit in your car, that's gonna get wrinkled anyways. That's my, I'm starting to start the fad of stop de-wrinkling the back of clothes. All right, baby. That's JT, man. Like and subscribe, you know, support the channel. Love you guys, can't do it without you. Happy Memorial Day. That's one time for the one time. And we're done, son.